Questions to be kind of the theme of our kind of extended devotional. I got it broke down into four parts. And this is a format that we used for a prayer breakfast about a year and a half ago or so, kind of breaking it up with songs and scripture and prayer. And I want you to think about how in chapter 3 of Colossians, in verses 16 and 17, we're told to sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. And then in verse 17, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I want you to kind of think about singing and giving thanks and how they go hand in hand. And, you know, if you've ever, I'm sure we've all experienced, or maybe we can remember as a child when you get that one special gift for your birthday or for Christmas on Christmas morning, or you see a child, they get a gift that they really, really wanted, right? And they're so excited. And you just can't contain that joy and that happiness with that gift that they've been given. You see, that's what is being highlighted here for us. And we're going to kind of jump back here to verse 1, but I want you to have 16 and 17 in mind as we kind of read through this. And hopefully that's our mindset with the blessings that we have in Jesus. Right? We're so excited. We're so grateful. You can't contain that joy, and just a byproduct of that is giving thanks and singing to the Lord, praising him, right? Glorifying him, adoring him. And so we're going to see here in verse 1, the word seek. In verse 2, the word set. And then verses 3 through 15, I want you to think about so. And then 16 and 17, sing. Right, seek, set, sow, and sing. So that's how we're going to break this up. And let me read again here in verse 1. If then, so he's tying together, he's talking to Christians, right? Colossians is written to Christians, right? If you're here and you've obeyed the gospel, you've been immersed into Christ, this book is for you on how to live out your redemption, right? It's all about how we allow Christ to rule our lives. And chapter 1 and verse 18, that recognition that he is the head of the body, the church. And so if then you are raised together with Christ, like in chapter 2, verse 12, right? If you belong to Jesus, then seek those things which are above. Well, where's that? He tells us. It's where Christ is. He's there at the right hand of God. So number one, seek. Right? You're never going to end up being thankful and giving praise and song, verse 16 and 17, if you don't first seek God with all of your being. Now, before we reread verse 2 again, I want you to kind of jump ahead in time. Let's jump ahead 24 hours into the future. Right? So if you're blessed, you had a big meal with the family. Maybe you're on part 2B of your meal, right? If you're kind of like us, we usually eat about 1 to 2 or 3, and then you're done, and then everyone kind of sits down for a bit, and then you kind of eat a little bit more, 4 or 5, but I want you to jump ahead 24 hours, and the kitchen's probably a mess, right? And maybe you're starting to pack up, and there's no more room in the fridge for all the leftovers, right? You play that game. You put it all in the containers, and you can barely shut the refrigerator door. Now, the whole day, that annoying family members, kids have been running around the house, irritating you, loud, making a racket, making a mess. Now, there's a couple different ways you can look at that, but I think the appropriate way is to be thankful, right? Thankful for the dirty dishes, because that means you had a meal to get those dishes dirty. Thankful that you can't close your fridge because you had so much food, there's so much left over, you can barely close the fridge. And be thankful for those annoying family members that you have family, right? And so let's have a good spiritual outlook and be thankful. And so Paul here in verse 2, remember verse 1, we're seeking God, but number 2, set your mind on things above. Where is that? Right? That's above. That's not on this earth. right? So we need to be spiritually minded people in every opportunity that we can look for the blessings, right? Because we're going to end in verse 16 and 17. We're never going to sing with grace in our hearts. We're never going to be giving thanks to the Lord properly if we don't, number one, seek. Number two, set our minds on things above. Brother Terry. That last phrase there in verse 15 says, be thankful. And so kind of keeping it all together here, number one, we're gonna seek God and the things of God. We're going to set our mind on things above. And I want to add verses 3 through 15 here to sow. Right? Sowing and reaping, a principle God has put into place since the very beginning. Right? So I want us to think about what are we sowing? Right? And so in this, I find it very interesting. Several times, depending on your translation, New King James says put off, or some translations say put away. But several times he's saying put off these things. But for those of you who are new man in Christ, put on things. Right? So it's this idea of you're working on removing these things that are contrary to God from your life for his glory, and you're putting these good things on. Right? You're going to put on tender mercies and kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, kindness, all of that. And so we're working on putting those things on. That's what we need to be sowing. And you see, you're not going to be thankful properly in a godly way if you don't understand that and you don't see that. Right? If you're not allowing Christ to control your life, that's what the whole book of Colossians is about. You will never truly be thankful. Right? So again, tomorrow when you're there with your family and the food, if you're going to be doing that, perfect opportunity to give thanks. But also the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. We need to be thankful every day for what we have in Christ. So number one, we seek the things that are of God and from God. We set our mind on things above, and we're sowing what God wants us to sow. Removing what we need to remove, putting on what he wants us to put on. In verse 15, where we read, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. You're never going to be thankful unless you have the peace of God in your hearts. If you don't have the peace of God in your hearts, you're never going to be thankful. So I believe Paul here is opening up a thought to us concerning what we have, what's available to us, the peace of God. And then in verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, with all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And I know many times we'll use this passage, and then Ephesians 5, 19 through 21, right? That's a passage that tells us not to use instrumental music in worship. Now, these are good passages to go to when we find the authority for what we do, right? Which excludes any other option. I get that. But there's so much more to this. Right? So if you have a people that are thankful, they're seeking God, they set their mind on things above, they're sowing the right things, a natural byproduct of being in Christ and living out those blessings in your life, you're going to sing praises to God. And of course, you don't want anything to interfere with that. But it's just a natural byproduct of who you are in Christ. Right? You're going to be someone that's allowing the word of Christ to dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Right? You're going to admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You're going to sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And then whatever you do in word or deed, you're going to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. And you kind of see how it all goes together. I'm going to allow Christ to control my life, and in that I'm going to seek, set, sow, and sing. Now we're going to offer the Lord's invitation here in just a moment. And I try to time all of this out when I was picking songs and kind of scripture and breaking it all down, where hopefully we're going to be done 5 to 10 minutes before the hour. And I know it's our tendency when service is over many times to scatter. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Would you stick around for an extra 5 or 10 minutes, even if we go to 8 o'clock after the last prayer? Would you stick around just a moment with each other? Right? And I want you to understand that there's going to be a brother or sister in Christ that tomorrow, they're not going to have a big family to be around. Right? Let's give them a little bit of our time right now. Let them know that we love them. And if you are someone tomorrow where you don't have a big family and a big feast in front of you, know that we love you. Know that no matter what, God loves you. Right? And don't be discouraged. Understand that the Creator of the universe loves you with a love that's beyond description. But also let us, as part of the family, lift them up and encourage them and help them through the holidays, because it can be very discouraging. And so let's be a part of their lives. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, if you need to put on Christ in baptism, you have that opportunity to do so. We will stop everything, and gladly so, to immerse you into Christ if you haven't done so. If you've done that, maybe you've fallen away, you just need encouragement, you need help, would you let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing?